Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JT, and I am here with my... Carmen.
Hi. Hi.
That intro actually has twofold. First of all, happy Halloween, everybody. This is the last show we're going to do before Halloween, right? Because it's Tuesday next week, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so this is our Halloween show. And second of all, I had to pay a little homage to Jason Voorhees because Carmen almost drowned on Sunday.
I did?
You did. We bought a new squirt blanket.
I almost drowned you.
Yeah.
Not
I
me.
I was swimming. Well, you were sitting in a lake, too.
Yeah, well, you know.
So we were at Costco for our normal Friday night Costco run.
Saturday morning because someone was dying.
I was. I was on my deathbed. Okay, I had a sniffle. But same thing. So yeah, we went to Costco Saturday morning and we were so excited. We got to the back aisle back by the pet supplies and we were buying bottled water and toilet paper and everything else that's back there. And lo and behold, they have puppy blankets now at Costco.
Yay, and they were cheap. They were like $19.
Yeah, we're like, oh my God, the Holy Grail.
Yay!
And they were big. Sizable.
Yeah, they were like 70 by 100 or something like that.
So we bought one thinking, all right, well, we'll give it a whirl. And if it works great, we'll go buy 12 more.
Oh my gosh, and they're furry and fluffy and soft.
Super soft. They got the long fur on them. I don't know how to describe it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels really good on your butt.
So, Sunday morning, we decide to give her a whirl and see how she works. Put her on the bed, fluffy side up.
Because that's how it is on our other blankets.
Right. And proceed. We didn't test them at all. That was our first mistake. You know, the last ones, we got some water out and poured them on, and okay, this works.
This side goes up, this side doesn't, blah, blah, blah.
So we just assumed fluffy side up, like you said, that's how the other ones work, and proceeded to have our little fun. Well, Carmen had a exceptionally explosive orgasm, I would say, and squirted a whole bunch, and it did not absorb 1 ounce.
And then I started laughing, which made it even worse.
It's pooling up under her butt. I'm leaning on my elbow, so it's pooling under my elbow. I'm trying to make sure it doesn't run off the blanket, because then it's going to soak the bed. And we're literally sitting there in this lake.
And you're like, I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, because every time I'd put my hand down to press myself up, then all the fluid would run there and pool.
So I hooked my heel on the end of the blanket and kind of like brought it up a little bit so I could grab it and make like a tackle.
Yeah, we ended up folding it back in on itself and then picking it up off the bed. And then, we're thinking wrong side up. Which made no sense. Why would you want the fluffy side down? But okay. So I put it in the washing machine and put the non-fluffy side up and made a little like basket in it and took a cup of water and poured it in there and it just sat. It didn't go anywhere. Nothing absorbed. It's a waterproof blanket, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But it will not absorb a damn thing.
No. So... product review, the Costco blankets that are puppy blankets are not for sexual activity. Well, they can be, as long as they're not under a squirt.
Yeah, we put it in the basement playroom. You know, we're going to throw it out on when we have people over just to cover a couch or a chair or something, because if you're not a squirter, it's not a big problem.
No, it's just protecting your ass from a chair.
And you rarely squirt in play situations. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll just keep it down here. It'll be fine, but we're not going to go buy 20 of them now.
No, because we really thought about getting a few more.
Well, yeah, they're great. Aesthetically, they look better than the other ones. Softness-wise, Carmen loves them because they're fluffier. Yeah, just did not work. And they're cheaper, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
They're cheaper for a reason.
You get what you pay for. So, product review time.
Yeah, don't buy the Costco squirt blanket.
Great if you have a wet dog and you want to, like, I don't know, let it lay on the couch. I don't know. If it pees, it's going to pool there.
That's what I was wondering, too, though, because those things are, I would assume, mostly for puppies and training. And, all right, you got a puppy laying on this blanket on the couch, and it has an accident. It's just going to run off.
Right.
It's going to run onto the floor or onto the couch. Or it's just going to go somewhere. Or, and then the puppy's going to stand up and be, you know, knee-deep and pee.
Right.
And then track it all through the house. So, not the greatest product invention.
No.
So that was my little ode to Jason Voorhees as we celebrate Halloween here at Midwest Menage a Trois.
Because you almost drowned.
I almost drowned.
You had to go and wipe off. You're like, we're washing towels today.
Gotta go get myself a hockey mask now. Speaking of Halloween, I have to give a shout. I'm feeling a little sad.
Okay.
You're supposed to go, aww.
Aww.
I've been, you know, thank God for Cherry Pie Couple. Because we've actually gotten to hang out with them here recently.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our other friends, I'm really kind of missing them.
Well, yeah.
I know. Even like, you know, we talk about them all the time, the Monroes. We saw them, okay, it was a couple weeks ago, but it was at a party.
Mm-hmm.
So we really didn't get much one-on-one time with them.
Right.
Florida. Another great example. I've been missing them because they keep sending us, they sent us a picture, and I got to talk about this. Because this is the greatest swingers Halloween costume I have seen. It was fantastic.
It was amazing.
So the missus of the couple is dressed up, and she's dressed to the nines. She's got this sexy ass blue dress on, and she's a knockout to begin with. But, you know, it's kind of got a little cutout over the boobies, and it's skin tight, just gorgeous. And she's got all her makeup done and just looks fantastic. And she's wearing a little sign that says SLS/SDC. They use SDC down there, too. Profile picture. Her husband, who is a bodybuilder, he's a big guy.
He's a big dude.
Like, cut and big. Has the same dress on. And a wig.
And buck dirty looking teeth.
And he's wearing a sign that says reality.
SLS SDC reality.
That was hilarious.
Best costume ever.
I wonder if they offended anybody with that one.
Well, don't lie on your profile picture.
Right. And I never got the word on where they actually were. I think it was just a house party or something that they were at.
I really couldn't tell from the picture, but they were at a party.
So thank you guys for sending that picture. It was fantastic, and it made me miss you.
Oh, yeah.
So
sad.
I know.
We've been talking to them that, you know, this is the first time since we've met them that we don't have plans to see them again soon.
Yeah, we don't have anything on the table yet. And then we've got our other... Now, two other Florida couples that we have to go see, too. You know, the one that we hung out with over the summer a little bit, very little bit, but a little bit at the end of summer there. They're back in Florida, and we haven't seen them now in a month and a half. Month? I don't know. Something like that. And then, of course, the Orchids moved to Florida, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we haven't seen those guys forever. I'm like, oh, I miss my friends.
We're going to have to make a Florida run.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
Do the whole tour.
Take the whole state on.
Maybe we'll just have a party in the middle.
Yeah, because of course they don't live in the same area, so we'd be one's on one side of Florida, one's on southern side, and the other one's on the other side. It's like, oh.
Let's do a triangle.
Yeah, they're all over the place, so we'll just go tour Florida.
It's okay.
All right, my love, I think that brings us up to speed, because really with my undying illness. We didn't do much else. We had the kids come over and did a little pizza thing, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Why'd you giggle?
Well, because Saturday morning, how I knew you were feeling better. Normally on weekends, you come out naked with a towel.
Of course.
And you stop and you turn the heat on, or heat up. Saturday morning, you came out fully dressed.
I did.
And yeah, I'm like, oh, someone's not feeling good. And Sunday morning, you came out naked. And then you kind of went, hey, feeling better. I'll go.
Little happy fun time. Let's go. Come on. Yeah. So we had our little, and we had to kind of hurry up because the kids were coming over that day and we had a lot of stuff to do. And so our sexy fun time really was limited this week.
Yeah.
Because of me. I'm sorry.
You're dying.
I know. I'm somewhat recovered now. Still having trouble with my voice, though. It's weird.
Yeah. How many times did we have to do the intro take?
I had to do the intro tonight like 4 or 5 times. I could not get it right. My voice kept cracking and squeaking.
Going back through puberty.
Apparently.
We're just going to call you Button.
Does that mean my dick's going to get bigger?
Benjamin Button.
I'm going backwards that way. Oh, shit. All right. So coming up, this weekend, we have a hotel takeover that we're going to. Looking forward to that one.
For sure.
We actually signed up for it back in February, so it's been a long time coming. This one sells out like really quick. It's a very popular party. So,
right.
I got some friends going with us to that one. And speaking of people I'm missing, Iowa's coming. We haven't seen Iowa now in a long time.
It's been a while, yeah.
And Great White North Couple's going to be there.
Yeah.
We haven't, we hung out with them a few weeks ago, but again, party situation. So,
right.
And this is another party situation, but we'll be there all weekend in the hotel, so I'm sure we'll be able to sit down and hang out and have some conversations with those guys. And of course, Cherry Pie Couple's coming into that takeover as well.
And so, I'm sure there's going to be lots of other friends.
Yeah, we're going to meet some new people and see some old friends, and it's going to be a good time. It's been a long time since we've been to takeover.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It might have been last Halloween.
It was.
Yeah, I think it was. Was it?
Yeah.
What did we dress up? Oh, well, you went as Tinkerbell and I went as Captain Hook with the Hook sex toy. That's right.
Yeah. So this year, first one in a year.
Yeah. So
we kind of took a break from them.
We did. Yeah, we took a little step back. Of course, we bought the house and had lots of stuff to do around here. And I don't know. So now we're going to go check one out again. Haven't been to one in a while.
Yeah.
All right, my love. Well, that brings us to tonight's topic.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about this one. I don't know why. And actually, it was inspired by, we talked about the Room 77 guys a while back where they did the show or the snippet. It wasn't even a show. It was a snippet on expectations.
Yeah.
That they said that doesn't exist. Everybody has expectations. Well, it got me thinking about other terms in the lifestyle.
Oh.
So the one that popped into my head first and foremost, and you'll hear this a lot, especially when you're talking about events, resorts, even the lifestyle in general, and that is, it's a judgment-free zone.
Bullshit.
Wow, that was quick. She had no prior knowledge of what I was going to talk about, by the way.
Right?
There's two sides to this, I think. Is desire, hedonism, temptation, are those judgment-free areas? I think you can go there and feel confident no matter what you look
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
I think no matter what you look like or how you present, people are going to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I think 90% of the people are going to talk to you. There's going to be some introverts that don't. But
right.
Is it friendly? Absolutely. Is there going to be judgment? Maybe.
And I think it depends on when you say judgment-free zone. I think it depends on what you're talking about. Looks-wise, body-wise, what you're wearing. People really aren't going to judge you for that kind of stuff.
Now, see, I thought that as well for a long time. I recently listened to a show, and you know me, I drive around and listen to swinger podcasts. They were talking, it was the female of the couple, and she did the show by herself, but she went on a 20-minute rant about guys at Hedonism who had longer gray chest hair.
She
really hated pubic hair. And she was screaming, basically, shave that shit. I'm like, well, first of all, wait a minute. She's in her 40s. So we all get a little gray hair at that age.
I think it's sexy as shit.
You know, I do shave everything downstairs because I just like the way it feels. I'm assuming your mouth likes the way it feels.
Yeah, I mean, I try to floss regularly, but I don't want to do it with that. Like, here, let me yank out a hair with my teeth.
But I don't shave my chest. I know a lot of guys do, and good for them. And my hair is super fine, and I have blonde hair, and yeah, unfortunately, a lot of gray in there now, too.
But there's some dark mixed in with it. I think it's sexy. And, I like the feeling of it.
That's the other thing. I was thinking, listening to this woman, she's yelling at guys to shave their chests. I'm like, no. First of all, my wife likes it, and she's the only one I got to worry about.
Yeah.
Everybody else can screw off. I don't care if you like it or not.
Yeah, well, think about, you know, if you're with your partner and, let's face it, you're going to get stubble on your chest just like you do on your face. Who wants that roughness on your chest and like when you're having sex?
Yeah, obviously if a guy goes to an event or a resort or whatever, he's going to be very clean shaven because he just did it that day. But like you said, if you live with someone,
or the next day,
they don't shave every day, you're going to get some stubble there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you want to shave your chest, great.
Have fun.
If you don't, great. Who the fuck cares?
Right.
We have seen everything under the sun when it comes to body type, body styling, I guess, for lack of a better term, you know, with hair and jewelry and tattoos and anything you can imagine when we go to desire. I don't judge. I try not to judge.
Yeah, I don't either.
Based on any of that. Now, same goes for, you know, any lifestyle event. Is there judgment upon people once you talk to them?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you're going to click with some people, and some people you're not.
No. Well, and the other thing is, we use the term, don't yuck my yum.
Right.
But there are some things that I'm a judge hardcore.
Well, you got to be, first of all, the stuff that you're talking about, I know what you're talking about, for the most part anyway, I think I do. You're talking about stuff that, A, isn't legal.
Exactly.
So I don't think you can put that into the lifestyle category. Because 99%, 99.999% of swingers are the same way.
Right.
If it's illegal, if it's hurting anyone, fuck you. No, that's wrong.
Exactly.
So
that's what I was getting to. Right. Yeah, I'm going to judge your shit.
Now, all right, let's, I'll keep it on the tame end of the nasty spectrum. Pee fetish.
If you're into it, great, but I have the right to say no.
Right. But are you judging them if they're into it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Of course, you can go to the other end of that
spectrum.
Yeah,
I was going to say the other side of the body.
And the other side.
Scat that, play.
That is a fetish. It's
it is.
Not my thing, nor will it ever be.
No. Not mine either. I have the right to say no.
Now, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, I'm really into scat play, what would you immediately think?
Good for you.
You wouldn't judge them and say, ew.
I don't think I would say, ew. My face might.
No, I mean in your head. I know you'd never say it to somebody's face, obviously.
Right. In my head, I'd be like, oh, where are you going with this?
Now, let's take this a step further. This is a good question. You know a couple, you don't care for them, they're not your particular cup of tea, they've, you know, whatever the scenario is, they've done something to piss you off, or they just don't appeal to you in any way, shape, or form. Now, there's another couple who you find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You find out that couple has played with couple A. Do you judge them for playing with that couple you don't like?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I do, because what you do on your own is what you do on your own. Yeah. And who you play with is who you play with.
Okay. I'm just asking the question. I thought that was a neat...
Now, if they say, hey, can they join? I'd probably go...
Right.
Neh.
Right. But you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. I just didn't know if that would trigger something and go, would it make you think twice about playing with them if they played with this couple who you don't care for?
Yeah. Now, if it was something that I knew that the other couple had creepy crawlies down below and the other couple played with them, that would make me judge.
Right.
And make me go, yeah.
Even if they didn't know at the time.
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I really don't, you know, because it would just be my own cautiousness.
Right.
Of saying, well.
But I don't think that's a judgment thing. I think that's more of a I'm protecting myself thing.
Good perspective.
I'm not judging you for playing with them, but I'm not going to go down that road because I don't want anything.
Oh, exactly. Okay, that's a good perspective. That's not a judgment. That's a self-preservation.
It's a very fine line, I think, when you talk about judgment and that stuff. Yes, the difference, I believe, and I've got a good example of this too, but the difference, I believe, in the lifestyle is most everyone will keep the negative judgments to themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas in the real world, that doesn't always happen.
No, no. And to me, the sexiest thing is, I don't care what you look like. Are you having fun? Are you out there and you're just having fun and not giving two shits?
Oh, we've said it a million times on this show. There is nothing sexier than confidence.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you look like, no matter what you think you look like, because ladies, you think you look way different than we see you.
I know.
If you have that confidence and don't give a fuck and you're having a good time, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Online, this is my good example of this. There was just a recent story. Paris Hilton apparently had a kid. I didn't know this, but she did. And she posted pictures of the kid online and people just ripped this baby apart. Apparently, he's got a larger-than-normal head. Some babies do. It happens.
They'll go into it.
But the public just, you know, was vicious and mean.
It's awful.
It is. It's terrible. But that's the normal world. People post pictures on swinger sites all the time. I don't think, you know, 99.9999% of the swinging population is not going to say a negative comment on those. At all.
No. But in my head, I say, clean your background.
Yeah, I know. Carmen's got a big thing against people with dirty laundry or taking a picture in the bathroom and the bathroom's dirty.
Clean your bedroom. Come on. You're taking this sexy picture. Why do you want it to be icky?
But again, you would never post a comment like
that.
Oh,
hell no.
You keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's the difference between us and the rest of the world, I guess.
Right. Right. I would never, you know, you have your favorite posts. Smash or pass.
Oh, yeah. Smash or pass. Yeah, did a whole show on that one.
Yep.
And again, nobody's ever going to say pass.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. So we keep that to ourselves.
Right. And you see the same thing, you know, with the emojis, drop this, this, and this, depending on what you want to do to me. Well, nobody's going to pass or do a frowny face if that's one of them of pass. They're just going to keep it to themselves.
And I think that's a good point, too. In the community, especially at parties or resorts, you know, where you're meeting a ton of new people, for the most part, people don't, I don't want to say they don't judge, but even if they're not attracted, or if, you know, something about you puts them off, they're still going to talk to you.
Yeah.
They're going to get to know you. And a lot of times I've seen this happen a lot. After you talk and get to know somebody, you're like, oh shit, now they're attractive.
Right.
So that's another big difference. We are better at not judging a book by its cover than the rest of the world, I think.
And I think the same holds true in the reverse of that.
Okay.
You're talking to a couple and they're smoking hot, and then they open their mouth.
I agree with that. And they become unattractive.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Lost my train of thought again. It's the sickness. I'm still dying.
You are not.
I'm going to drag this on as long as I possibly can.
No.
I think that's kind of runs the gamut on judgment. I don't want to scare anybody off. I don't want to, you know, make you think twice about going to your first party or your first event or takeover or anything.
You're going to have a blast.
You're going to have so much fun, and you're not going to feel any judgment. That's a good way to put it.
Exactly. So you're not going to feel the judgment.
Nope.
What are you drinking?
This is cinnamon roll whiskey.
Oh, let me have a sip. Mine's gone. You poured me like a super teeny tiny.
This is Malort.
Shut up and give me your drink.
Ugh. Stealing my whiskey.
It's what you get for pouring me like a baby glass.
I mean, you can pour your own drinks.
Well, then I have to leave.
I've seen it happen.
I have to get up and leave then.
You could have poured it before the show.
I was putting stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
You were behind the bar.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
So you said you had a couple.
I think that covers it for tonight. We're running about a half hour, so I think we're good for tonight. I'll save the next one for next week.
Aha.
Guys, get out there. Have a fantastic Halloween.
Oh, big swingers weekend.
Big weekend coming up. There's going to be parties everywhere, takeovers everywhere. I can't imagine what it's like to be at a Desire or a Hedonism for Halloween.
Oh.
I bet that's a good time. Next year?
Maybe.
Yeah. But get out there, have some fun, cause some havoc, and be safe, obviously. We will be back next week with an all-new show as we gear up. Like we said, we got the takeover this weekend, and then Desire's coming up in November.
Yay.
Can't wait to get back home. And I think that's all we got for tonight, though.
I think so.
All right, guys. We'd love to hear from you. Please reach out to us. The email address is MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, SOME @gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. And, of course, we're on SLS under Lake S Couple. So please say hi when you get a chance.
And we'll be back next week with the whole party thing.
Yeah, we got the wrap up of the party, so
yeah.
I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. We're going to throw a microphone in just in case. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
You know how we get at takeovers, though.
We do.
It's like, I don't want to work. Let's party.
But you know what? We've got Saturday where we'll just kind of be chilling.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. That's going to wrap it up, guys. We'll see you next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.